Hello and welcome from a rainy New York on Sunday night, the 30th of May, 2021. My name is Eric Francis Compolino, the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope and host of Planet Waves FM with an overview of the astrology for the upcoming week. Here in the United States, we have one, or some people anyway, have one more day of a holiday weekend. So not everyone in the States is going to work. It's the Memorial Day official beginning of summer weekend. Anyway, be that as it may, as of this moment on the 30th, what did I get? Here we go. So a couple of things. First of all, in the background of everything is an eclipse of the sun on June 10th. So everything's leading up to that. And that's the sense of tension or pressure or things being delicately balanced that you may feel. So it's a completion point. It is a release point. And this is therefore an important time to use. That's one of the things astrology does, is it gives us clues about what to do at what times to wrap up past business. This is especially true with Mercury having stationed retrograde on Saturday evening here. All times in this podcast are Eastern time at about 6:30 Eastern time on Saturday. So we have three more weeks of Mercury retrograde. That ends on June 22nd. And then also in the midst of the Mercury retrograde, right about at the midpoint, in fact, of the Mercury retrograde, there is a new moon eclipse in the sign Gemini. So that's extra power for wrapping up and to keep on keeping on with that process of bringing old business to a close. This is one of the most important things any astrologer can help you to do. Now, what we have over the next week is the moon, making a series of conjunctions to major planets. And that's noticeable. When the moon makes a conjunction, means an alignment. It's from the viewpoint of the Earth, if you look at the moon, the planet being conjoined is right behind the moon. And so it flows through the energy of the thing being conjoined by the moon flows through the moon. The moon takes on that shape and color. To some extent, this happens every day with the sun, which radiates out all of the aspects in the solar system. But with the moon, the conjunction and opposition are two of the most powerful aspects. So let's go through those in order. And I'll have more to say in the Tuesday edition with the horoscope, and then watch this page, Daily Planets, for updates throughout the week, usually written by me and or Spencer. Okay, so at 11:25 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on May 30th, the moon forms a conjunction to Saturn. It does so just a little while after it made a square to Uranus. So we've got the moon passing through the Saturn-Uranus square. There's a lot of tension going on in that square. It comes to a peak on June 14th, but the events overnight, Sunday to Monday, highlight this aspect. Next big stop is the moon trine, this time trine Mercury. I bring this in because it's the moon in late Aquarius, which is where it is now. The moon in late Aquarius trine Mercury in Gemini, just newly retrograde. So that's significant because it picks up the energy of Mercury retrograde and lets that flow through. So all the aspects color, the planets color one another with those aspects. And because Mercury is so slow and powerful, I am including that. A few hours later, late at night, early morning on the 1st of June, which is a Tuesday, the moon will make a trine to Venus. So the work week begins on a more harmonious note, perhaps veiling over the fact that Mercury is retrograde. With Mercury retrograde, I will repeat my primary suggestion: if it may not be broke, don't try to fix it. In addition to things actually going wrong with Mercury retrograde, there's also the sensation that they are going wrong when they are really not, and then getting involved in trying to fix it creates a kind of a muddle and makes things worse. So you want to do your careful diagnostics with when things go or seem to go wrong with Mercury retrograde, and find workarounds first. Buy yourself time rather than digging in and potentially making things worse. On the morning of Tuesday, June 1st, the moon enters Pisces, and then a couple of hours later, at 8:03:57, that's say 8:04 a.m. Eastern Time, the moon forms a conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces. So that's going on now as well, because the moon's moving through Sag, making the conjunction to Saturn. That will kind of obscure the coming conjunction to Pisces, then Jupiter in Pisces, then the moon makes a conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces. It takes a couple of days to get there. This is on, again, Tuesday morning, just as the work week begins. So get an early start on Tuesday if you're going back to work, and think positive thoughts, because that will help. June 2nd, Wednesday, the moon makes another conjunction. Now we've got a lot of conjunctions. The moon makes a conjunction to Nessus in Pisces. This happens at around 9:18 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday. And this is a bit deeper and darker than the conjunction to Jupiter in Pisces. And it's hard to say what to say about Nessus, because of Nessus's connection to a number of topics that are not well suited for dinnertime conversation. But the thing with the moon conjunct Nessus is, make sure you're actually acknowledging what it is you're actually feeling, instead of attempting to suppress it or hide it or deny it in some way. The hiding and denying could come from the Pisces moon, though you will reach a turning point in your healing process if you acknowledge what it is that you are feeling, rather than trying to push it back under the waters of your subconscious and having it turn into chaos. On the same day, at the same time, Venus, that's a lot of planets, Venus enters the sign Cancer. Again, this begins the work week at, 9 a.m. Nope, we're not forgetting the work week. I'm not working from a script, everyone, and I'm just getting used to these fast rundowns, so please excuse me while I get used to this format. We're up to Wednesday now, and on Wednesday, Venus enters Cancer. That's emotional, that's sensitive, that's beautiful, and at the same time, the moon makes a conjunction to Nessus in Pisces. Often the formula people use is, if I don't feel, I don't have to feel anything uncomfortable, therefore I'm just going to numb out. Please, that does not work. That is a fantastic formula for increasing emotional difficulty, anxiety, and misery. As you get older, let your emotions out in a constructive way. And that does not necessarily mean taking a complete bath in them and giving everyone else one too, but rather hanging out at the edge of your feelings and describing what it is you notice. Feel the heat at a little bit of a distance. Notice it. Smell what's going on, rather than just, throwing your whole body into the experience. Okay, so moon moving along through Pisces, and the next thing that happens on Thursday is that early in the morning at about, just past midnight on the 3rd, at 12:31 a.m. on Thursday, June 3rd, the moon makes a conjunction to Neptune. What that means, by the way, is that all day Wednesday may have a kind of a foggy, mysterious feeling where you may not be able to quite get a grip on things. And what that is about is the conjunction of the moon to Neptune gradually approaching. Wednesday in particular is a day when you don't want to overindulge in psychoactive substances because of, first of all, the moon's presence in Pisces, but also because the moon is close to two planets that are not exactly favorable toward overindulging. The moon also, overnight, Wednesday to Thursday, is conjunct Pallas Athene. This is giving us some clear guidance in the emotional department, which is to consider the ways in which your emotions and the way you're grooming them and what you're feeling is potentially the result of this thing that's very common with Pallas Athene, an asteroid, I believe asteroid number 3, which is about daddy pleasing. So if you find yourself in like in this mode where you know what you're doing is daddy pleasing, evaluate that, stop that, consider that carefully, reflect and reconsider. Shortly after the moon enters Aries, and by 2:04 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, the moon makes a conjunction to Chiron. All right. If you made it this far, monthly horoscopes are available. Just check on the monthly horoscope tab right at the top of the page. We are running a subscription sale right now. So if you wanted to be a Planet Wave subscriber for a while, write to cs@planetwaves.net or check your inbox for information about the subscription sale. As mentioned, I will have a new weekly horoscope and article on Tuesday evening at the scheduled mailing time. That's 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And please check back daily on Daily Planets and also on the front page for fun stuff that we post. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a Planet Waves reader. Thank you for your business and your trust. Signing off from Kingston, New York, this is Eric Francis.